Marie and the doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wing-wong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top hoosit, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
Yes, joined once again by the cerebral centrefold of the station, Paul Verhoeven. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Did you enjoy your Hottest 100 partying yesterday? We believe we heard a few messages from you.
It was quite mental, actually. It was nice to see number one was a song about thrush.
Have you learned?
Are you opening with that? You're opening with thrush?
Hey,
really?
Look, I was going to segue into something else.
You're going to segue from thrush?
To Obama merchandise.
Now you were.
Let's see how this works.
Can I just say quickly, Paul, you were at a party yesterday.
Yeah.
And I suspect this because we were getting a lot of, not that people don't love you, you are very loved around the station, but we were receiving many, many texts throughout the broadcast. Where's Paul? Where's Paul Verhoeven? Were you stacking the votes at your barbecue?
I wasn't stacking the votes. Actually, I was sitting in a corner with a headache most of the time. So I claim no hand in that.
It's better than thrush.
It is much better than thrush.
Let's move on from thrush.
Obama merchandise.
Well, obviously, in case you guys didn't hear, he's president now, so that's good. Mm. But recent blogging, which I do a lot of, has uncovered an Obama action figure from this Japanese toy company, and they really didn't let logic hinder the design process. So basically, he's holding two katana, two samurai swords, and he's got like... He's got shuriken, he's got a whip and a stool. Like, he's got, like, which I can only assume he's going to use
to
tame the economy lion. I don't know. He's also got this massive flag. Like, you know how generally action figures have accessories that are kind of in proportion? It's huge. It's like if he needed to sled his way down a mountain to freedom, like Val Kilmer and that midget in Willow. which I believe he mentioned in his speech, although to be fair, I was huffing paint throughout the entire ceremony. And by huffing, I mean eating, and by paint, I mean sandwich.
Do you have pictures of that Obama action figure on your blog?
I do. Yeah, if you want to head to thesomeoneambitious.com, we do have a lot of pictures. And we also have pictures of something I can't really be too explicit about, but they've released, all right, I'll be frank, released an Obama sex ad called the Head of State, which actually bears more of a resemblance facially than the action figure we just discussed. But I failed to see how
it looked like Aphex Twin.
It's a bit, yeah, it is a bit come to daddy, but I failed to see how the sight of, like, Obama painted blue with no arms entering you like some terrible adder would be arousing, but
you don't vote Democrat.
Can we move on to Star Trek, please?
Oh, please, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a Mr. Spock action figure.
you know how last week I tried to get you guys to yell Khan and you're like, you just didn't get it. That's fine, right? Most people don't get this phenomenon, but here's an indicator of how many people are into this. Here's what happens. Someone usually hears someone like myself yell Khan, ironically or whatever, and they overhear it and think, hey, I'll Google that because it seems to get yelled an awful lot. So like some sort of mug, they type in K-H-A-N and they find nothing useful. And then they get flustered and then there's a moment where they make a snap decision to add more A's to the search string. And some guy has actually figured out like a mathematical formula, like this chart, as to how many A's the person enters at that moment. And it also reveals deep character flaws that I find hugely arousing. Yeah. I tend to go between 9 and 12, depending on how I feel.
That's a lot of A's.
It is a lot of A's. I think the best internet piece of news I've come up with is an unnamed software company has come up with this terrible new program, which I won't name. What it does is it chooses a backing track to put behind your vocals, but it does it intuitively. So basically, I started off watching the ad, and it opens on a kitchen, and there's this weird skinny dad talking to himself, right? And he's looking frustrated, and he's like, I'm supposed to come up with a campaign for glow-in-the-dark towels. And then he says, I wouldn't even buy a glow-in-the-dark towel, at which point I stopped the ad because I realized I didn't want a glow-in-the-dark towel. Clearly not understanding the way in which ads pan out. Anyway, it turns out his daughter is on this program, and basically you pretty much sing and the program tries to keep up. It intuitively puts a backing in. But what these audiologists have done, and they've actually fed in existing tracks, and it's stripped away all the backing and the music part, and put in these horrible kind of tracking. And I think we have some audio now of Wonderwall by Oasis being butchered, frankly.
You should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody...
Like, I st- stop.
Marked improvement.
So I just threw up in my mouth.
This is because I've seen this ad and I was thinking, surely this can't really work. And listening to that, no, it can't. My
it's
goodness.
Bad. Yeah, I assume the sole purpose of this program is to make everything we love creepy and unlistenable. I think during the break, what I'm going to go do is find like a nearby chimney sweep and get him to scrub the taste out of my mouth. Then he's going to start singing, isn't he?
Off you go then. We'll come back. Part two of Nerds of a Feather coming up next. It's 23 after 8. We have Paul Verhoeven in for his weekly Nerds of a Feather update on what's going on in the world of geekdom. And avalanches.
Yes.
Actually, timely, because there was a bunch of Turkish trekkers who have been caught in an avalanche, I think, overnight in the last day or two.
Well, see, this is used to predict avalanches, so it's probably too late for them. Turkish trekkers.
Yes.
Damn.
Unless you've got something where we can go back in time.
Possibly, but that might come later on. Mm. But Dr. Ed Adams, as you all know, the famous Dr. Ed Adams, is trying to replicate and control the field conditions of mountains in winter to understand how snow behaves under different conditions. So he's basically trying to, you know, predict avalanches. I'd like to think he's doing it not for science, but for revenge. You know, like an avalanche killed his wife and his dog and the police wouldn't do anything to help. And, you know,
and now he's left the police force and is working as a renegade.
Yeah, he's a loose
on
cannon.
The run.
I would cast him. I would cast Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Ed Adams. Mm-hmm. And I would cast myself as the avalanche. Basically,
it's the
he
part
told
you
the
were born to play, Verhoeven.
Yes, to be poured down a mountain. He told the New York Times recently that forecasting avalanches is kind of more an art than a science, and he said that it's extraordinarily complex snow. He said, if I set a box of snow in the refrigerator and come back in an hour, it's changed significantly. It's almost in a constant state of motion. Yes, you idiot, it's called melting. Snow melts. Yeah, it's starting to sound like an episode.
So he's more of an artist than a scientist then.
Yeah, basically he's just an idiot, really. In fact, you know, forget the whole story. It doesn't matter. Avalanches.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be Nerds of a Feather without a video game story.
Hello. Study has shown that gamers are more likely to drink, smoke weed, and ignore friends. In other news, gravity pulls things to the ground. They've done this research, which indicates that gamers are more likely to... women gamers don't game as much because their self-worth is low if they game too much, whereas guys' self-worth is already low, so they figure, why the hell not? A good case in point is Macaulay Culkin actually plays World of Warcraft. He's named his character Home Alone. No joke.
Oh,
but if you're going to lament your lost childhood and while living your fleeting fame, you might as well do it while bashing a giant pig to death with a hammer. And of course, last week I
coming
I
up on Triple J, Robbie Meek and the Doctor bash a pig to death.
Yes, bash a pig day. And it's somewhat appropriate that I would air. Remember last week I did the segment Death. Yeah,
yes.
And it went quite... Yeah, and it was confusing for everyone, but yeah, I think we all enjoyed it. I was riding in my villa, and I thought, damn it, nobody nerdy has died this week. Why hasn't anyone died this week? Which is not the best thing to say out loud. But a fan of the show, who I won't name, offered to kill Kevin Rudd on the basis that he looks like Tintin.
Him for that. Give him a medal.
You can't just kill people because they look like people. You know? Otherwise, Charlie Chaplin would have been impaled for looking like Hitler. Now, that would make a good movie. I would cast Pierce Brosnan as Hitler. It turns out there have been two deaths of note, right? First, the guy who invented kebabs. Now, I was told this morning, so I don't know his name. So let's
call him. Invented kebabs.
Well, basically, this guy ran a store like in the 70s, and he was serving kebab meat on rice, as they did, and he thought, well, it'd be easier for piss people to carry it if it was wrapped in bread, and the kebab was born.
He was right.
He was right, damn it. However, it turns out someone...
was such a recent invention, kebab.
Pretty recent, yeah. But someone far more famous, and basically a nerd god, has died this week. Okay, you know how... you know how Steve Jobs has started looking skinnier and sicker over the years, like a reverse Dorian Gray?
The head of Apple, yeah.
He died. A couple of days ago, Wired magazine online reported that he died after going into cardiac arrest, except it turns out someone hacked the website and planted a fake story. He's not dead.
Really?
Yeah, the fake story was taken down in less than 2 hours, but it had like a proper timestamp. It had a list of related stories, and it appeared under the name of the writer who publishes stories on Mr. Jobs' health, which indicates to me that he did actually die, and they published a legit story, but then he came back to life as some sort of geist and issued this order to retract the story.
They rebooted him.
Yeah, exactly. Did he die, or did he just crash?
Well, you don't have to worry. Because
his motherboard kind of get a little bit faulty.
His funeral crashed, but like if Al Guinness were alive and Steve Jobs died, I'd assume he'd get a bad headache after hearing millions of voices cry out. But Steve Jobs' funeral would be sleek and well-designed, I assume. You know, the priest would have like a touchpad and sweep his fingers downwards to close the grave.
But the opening of Apple stores, they'll have to pay actors to attend.
Yeah, bit of a farce, really.
Paul Verhoeven, Thank you, good sir.
Thanks for hope.
We'll catch you next week. Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.